Proudly presented by the U.S. Army, this is Hometown Heroes, celebrating everyday Americans who answer the call of duty.
Welcome back to Hometown Heroes, learning about the Best Defense Foundation today. In a bit, we'll hear from 98-year-old Tom Rice, who will again reenact one of his parachute jumps from 75 years ago when he marks the anniversary of Operation Market Garden in the Netherlands this month. His journey there is made possible by the Best Defense Foundation, a nonprofit founded by 13-year NFL linebacker Donnie Edwards, the grandson of a Pearl Harbor survivor. Before we get to Tom, I've got a few more questions for Donnie.
I'm curious because, you know, there's so many parallels people try to draw between the military and sports, and especially the sport of football, where, you know, you have coaches who are like generals. You have that discipline. You know, it takes 11 guys all pulling on the same end of the rope on a play for it to work. With all that experience in the NFL, 13 years, and all those teammates you had and the bonds that you formed, have you had some feedback from some of your former teammates about your life's work now that you and your wife and all these volunteers are taking on?
Yeah, it's been wonderful. I mean, I have a lot of support from some of my former teammates, actually. They know what I've been doing. I mean, this has been 13 years of taking care of our World War II veterans. Because right now they're in the twilight years of their life, and now's the time to do it. If these guys want to go back, we got to make it happen. I mean, there's been times where I spent 4 or 5 months out of the country just doing programs, taking guys back. And it's really special because they know where my heart is. And the second part of my career is just about giving back and trying to make a difference, you know, being of service. I'm doing that right now with our NFL players, you know, trying to help in terms of the transition. And I'm doing it right now with our World War II veterans. And I've been very fortunate to have my brothers that I played with and played against from the NFL, you know, supported me in all things I do. And I've also, you know, I've done 9 USO tours, and I've done 2 USO tours this year with football players. So we, you know, we do that, and they support, and they continue to support me with donations as well. And a lot of them want to be a part, and we're going to continue to grow that and make that happen.
So everybody can go to bestdefensefoundation.org. You can donate there. You can learn about all the programs that Donnie and his team are putting together. And I know when you started, you had no idea where this was going to go. But have you thought about, in the future, where you'd like it to go? Is there a goal or a target you have in your mind for how long you want to do this, or some other things that could be possible if enough support materializes behind you?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely would love to grow. There's so many ideas that we have in terms of just in terms of our battlefield program with Korea, Vietnam, and given our recent retired veterans an opportunity to go back to see, you know, where the history was made. Especially like in D-Day and Operation Market Garden as well. But also in terms of Operation Archive, I mean, there's so many things that I want to do, but as you know, it just takes funds to make it happen. And, you know, I'm willing to do what I can to put it forward to make it happen. And the only thing that's really stopping us is just funds, you know, to continue to grow and to make this happen. Ideally, I would love to hire an executive director. That would be great. That can do it full time, you know, because as you know, it takes a lot of work. And I want to be able to do the things that I do well and also have a little bit of support. But as you know, with volunteers, it's a little tough sometimes because you can only get so much support. But, you know, as we grow, I just think that, you know, we'll definitely get more of a solid foundation. And we'll see. The sky's the limit because we have the right people that are on our team, that are believing, that understand our mission. And we're going to keep pushing it as long as we can.
Just a couple more questions for you, and I don't know if they're easy ones. I'm sure it's hard to pick one thing out of all the experiences you've had and the depth and the richness of that. But when you think about the why of your foundation, the why behind all the hours that you and your family and all these volunteers have put in, is there one story, one moment, one unexpected experience you had overseas in one of these battlefield returns, or maybe something else that just you think of when you think of the why behind this mission?
It's very simple. It's just making a difference and seeing that smile on their face. And to know that they recognize and understand, like, our love for them. And it just, I mean, I got one right now. I was thinking about a situation that happened in D-Day, this past program that we had in Normandy. Pete Shaw, one of our veterans, was introducing himself to our team at our welcome dinner. And, you know, he's never been back in 75 years. And, you know, I didn't think to get any attention or anything like that. But, you know, when he stood up and he, you know, just wanted to thank us, to thank our team, Best Defense, myself, my wife, and everybody a part of it, to giving him this opportunity to go back, because he thought he'll never, ever in his lifetime have opportunity to go back. And for him to say, you know, this is one of the best times of my life. You know, after all these years, I can find that closure and to be back here with my brothers. It's because of the Best Defense Foundation. And that just really touched me. And that's why we do what we do, you know, to give these guys an opportunity, because they deserve it. They're the ones that paid it forward for us to live the life that we live. We're so fortunate, and it's the least that we can do. And that's why I continue to do it.
One final question, and again, maybe it's not easy. I know that, you know, with the life that you've had and the influences you've had, I'm sure there are a lot of things that have stuck with you from your grandpa, from coaches, from teammates. But is there one thing that you have learned or that a veteran shared with you, whether it's a piece of advice or just a realization, is there one thing you think of that was the most valuable thing you've gleaned or learned or taken from all these relationships with these World War II vets?
Yeah, I think the overlying thing that I've learned was be of service. And at the end of the day, what's life all about? You know, what's life all about? It's not about acquiring things. It's about making a difference in other people's lives. You know, if you have an opportunity to put a smile on someone's face and make a difference and to be humble, to be nice, to be grateful, that's what it comes down to. And I realize that, you know, when you look at these guys that are well into their 90s and their twilight years of their life, and to see, you know, what it's all about. And those are the things that I just think that are important. That's why I choose to live my life the way I live now. It's about giving back, being of service, and trying to make a difference. And I got to tell you, Paul, like sometimes I get more out of it than I think that they do by giving back and making a difference. And it's been wonderful. And I want to continue to do that.
Amen. And again, we're talking to Donnie Edwards of the Best Defense Foundation. In a few minutes, we're going to hear from one of his favorite vets, 98-year-old Tom Rice, a 101st Airborne veteran of World War II. But something just popped in my head, Donnie. When you have these veterans on these battlefield returns together as a group, you ever notice, you ever see them forming the same kind of connection in those short trips that I hear so many veterans reflect on in terms of the men they served with 75 years ago?
Before you know it, Paul, like after like 10 days, man, they're just like, they're, you know, they're back in the foxhole together with their brothers. You know, it's that camaraderie and that brotherhood. Things that I see playing ball that I loved, that I miss now, you know, that locker room deal, you know, with all my guys. I'm able to help create that for these guys one last time, you know, back in a whole different situation, you know, where there's celebration, there's people that are thanking them and stuff versus like what they saw 75 years ago was much different.
Exactly. And if you didn't stick with it and get them there, they'd never experience that.
Yeah. They'll never know. Yeah. But now the 16 veterans that we took back for Normandy, to see thousands of people out there just wanting to like say thank you, kiss them on the cheek and say thank you for liberating our country, that's what they're never going to forget. And that's why, you know, we made it happen for these guys, and we're going to continue to do it. And it's important. You know, I think it's that final closure to put the, you know, on the book, to go back and know that, you know, here's what I did when I was 18, 19, 20, you know, and then like living my life, raising a family, having a job. And now they're back in that part of reflection where they're looking back now. And to have this opportunity to go back, that's something that happened so long ago, before the kids, before everything, to go back and see, wow, this is pretty incredible. This is pretty incredible. And they don't forget. 75 years later, they do not forget. When you're asking for like a situation, I mean, another one, we have, you know, 50 people at our chateau. Everything's going on. Everybody's talking. And he calls me over and grabs me over and pulls me to the side. And Donnie, you know, Jerry, I just want to thank you. I never in my life thought that this would be, you know, what it is. And I'm having the time of my life. This is wonderful, you know. And he was one of the guys who wanted to go, didn't want to go, then, you know, and just kind of quiet, never really talked about it. But I think this has given him so much of more of a motivation, like to tell his story now, to get out there, you know. And it's great, Paul, because like at these, you know, at their age, I mean, a lot of them are just sitting around the house not doing much. But this gives them something to take pride in and to go and speak. And I try to like push all the guys to, you know, in their area to go to schools, gave them 1,000 cards, like football trading cards that, you know, that I had made for them. They get 1,000 of those cards that they can give out and pass out, you know, and when I do their speaking engagements, and it's a great little way to, you know, continue a conversation, get people talking about it, especially with schools, but, you know, with kids. I think this is my 28th program that I've taken veterans outside of the country. Is that crazy?
Wow.
I mean, to the top of Mount Suribachi, Iwo Jima, I mean, it's Italy, you know, all of, I mean, just everywhere, all these different places, taking guys. It's wonderful. I get so much out of it. And if I can put a smile on their face, that's what it's about. You know, give them something to remember. Wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for them.
That's right.
And I recognize that. I just try to bring that message to the rest of the people. You know, because people, it's funny when I talk to people, like, I forget what I was talking to you last night. We still have World War II veterans alive? I was like, wow. I said, wow. I said, yeah, absolutely we do. Oh, yeah, we do. And they're probably more active than you and I are. You'd be surprised. But that's what we're facing. So we want to make sure that, you know, before they're all gone, that, you know, we tell their story so our generation don't forget about what they did to provide us this life that we live in now. Not only this country, but this world. Mm-hmm. Think about it. I mean, everyone's so fixated on, like, you know, if Twitter goes down or Instagram goes down, that's the biggest worry that you have right now. You know, I mean, if you think about it, put it to perspective, I mean, come on. Like, there was no food. There was no rubber. Like, everyone had to, like, put their, everyone, the whole entire country had to put themselves together just to survive. And we're worried about Twitter these days. Let's not forget about how we got to this place, because it just doesn't just happen, you know, that you can be who you are, dress however you want, and say what you want, you know, about the president, about whomever, and there's no repercussions in terms of, like, you know, we try to do that in Russia or China and see what happens. There's something to be said about our freedom, and I think about that every time I go to a cemetery and I see all those crosses, and I know that they gave their lives so that we can have the life that we live. And I recognize that. They never got a chance to live a full life. Here they are fighting for our rights and our freedom, you know, and our way of life. And they never had a chance to, you know, to experience that. And we owe it to them. As some of the veterans says, we owe it to them. As some of the veterans says, those are the real heroes, not us. Those are the real heroes.
And thousands of Americans lost their lives in Operation Market Garden 75 years ago. This next journey for the Best Defense Foundation will honor their memories and return some of the survivors to that ground they fought over in Holland. Thanks again to Donnie Edwards for all his time today, and more importantly, for his ongoing efforts to create a unique experience for these veterans before it's too late. If you're inspired by what you heard, I hope you're going to give the Best Defense Foundation a follow on social media and take some time to sort through the photos, video, and information on that website, bestdefensefoundation.org. When we come back, Tom Rice, paratrooper 75 years ago, still jumping at 98. You heard Donnie say he wants to jump till he's 101? We'll see if we can get Tom to confirm that for us when Hometown Heroes comes right back after this.